North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. Sometimes the holiday season is your busy season. You gotta get a tree, decorate the tree, stop your 8-year-old from climbing the tree, buy presents, wrap presents, return presents, hogtie some garland, hunt down those decorative pine cones, and take in the warm glow of red and green traffic lights. Mostly red. Why not drop a big bow box on it? Because with a sleigh full of boneless or bone-in chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, if it's Christmas time, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I bring on a former guest, Cheryl Hatch. We're talking about Heroes Rest. We've talked about Heroes Rest before on The Mark Wyatt Show. Heroes Rest is a U.S. retreat center dedicated to serving first responders, active and veteran military, and their families. Regular gifted stays of rest and engagement with nature in a private setting will mitigate high levels of stress and fatigue. Being a former police officer, I know about that stress. I know about the fatigue. I know the toll that it takes on that individual's life. Welcome back to The Mark Wyatt Show, Cheryl Hatch.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And we are just so excited to be making progress. Like I said last time, as far as we know, this is the first exclusively dedicated retreat center for first responders. And we just see this incredible need. It's one of the two programs that we have at Shalom Ministries, and we're highlighting it because it's such an important need, and it is like brand new for us. So we've been around for about 8 years, and we're so honored to be in this position of being like reaching out on behalf of the community on a grassroots level of so many people and all of our supporters who want to see the needs of our first responders met. And the discussion lately has been highlighting, even in the past few months, PTSD and the chronic stress that occurs in the jobs of first responders has been a huge topic lately. And we're on the cutting edge of starting to say, okay, well, let's try things. Let's do something about it. And these are the, you know, providing free retreats and camps and getting a way to breathe and just be human again. We keep hearing that from different first responders. Like, I just want to be myself, you know, go out and be human again and be able to do that without the demands of their job, you know, infringing on, you know, every moment of every day, which they're happy to do and just so invested in our communities. And so we want to strengthen them and enable them to do that by saying thank you and giving them the honor and the respect and the thank you of a free gift of a retreat, you know, in nature in a beautiful spot. And it's just incredible to see the community that is being built around this particular effort of people who want to see our first responders given what they need and see that this is an incredible need that's lacking across the board. So,
and Cheryl, we connected thanks to our friend Christopher Lowrance, who rode his bike across the country for Blue Help to recognize what first responders, namely law enforcement and firefighters, go through on a daily basis. And as we know, Chris, he started his journey in Oregon and completed his trip across the country. It was an amazing effort, but I do want Christopher to know that through his effort, we're still connecting with people, and one of those connections was the Mark White Show to Heroes Rest.
Yes, I just so admire his coast-to-coast effort, and I've got my challenge coin right here, you know, from supporting that. It's just so amazing to be a part of that effort and to see people literally across the nation, coast-to-coast, supporting our law enforcement and Blue Help. I love the First Help Network and the work that they're doing to highlight and to break the stigma, to talk about the issue of suicide and the ripple effects that that has across the community and across the families, and really meeting those needs so that, number one, families' needs can be met in those situations, and number two, it can be preventable. And I love that we're networking with them as well to be on that prevention side and, to be on both sides, to help with the prevention side and really help people know that, you know, you can speak up and there are safe people to talk to. And this is a way to let off some of that steam and some of that pressure so that you don't feel like you're carrying the whole world on your shoulders. One of the things I wanted to talk about today is how amazing people have been to help us get started. You know, everybody's been experiencing delays this year, right? Even though, like, we ordered the tractor 9 months ago, and it just came last week, which is amazing. And we're so grateful for the Lord providing that tractor, which is absolutely critical for being able to do the trails and, you know, opening up the campsite areas so that they're accessible and beautiful. But I really wanted to highlight, like, all of the individuals, in addition to the donors that have helped us financially. We've had, like, people come across state lines, like Doug and Tanya Webster from Rolling Prairie Acres Garlic. Like, they came across and we had just met them in, like, a farmer's marketplace. It was so cool. And then some local guys from Westwood. His crew at Woods Drywall did our vaulted ceilings in the staff house, and they were so fast. It was just what an amateur can do in a couple of weeks, pros can do in
exactly
an hour.
Well, what do they say? Teamwork makes the dream work, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and then a huge surprise was when 10-8 Technology with Lee and Jessica Jones donated a radio system. And anyone in, you know, the first responder world will know the value of that. But, like, imagine being down in the bottoms or in the crevices and the far reaches of our acreage and, you know, not being able to communicate with anybody because there's no cell phone signal down there. But with 10-8 Technology and what they installed, we've got radio coverage across, you know, every inch of the property. So it's just so amazing to be able to, you know, be on the cutting edge of that technology to be able to provide a really good and safe environment for our guests when we open. So I just really wanted to give a shout out to 10-8 Technology. They were so great to work with, and Lee and Jessica are so cool and just went above and beyond donating to give us such a necessary piece of equipment for us and for our guests. So that was awesome. And then, when those storms went through, like, they're volunteering more time to help us with a little bit of wind damage that we got.
So, that is great.
really, really appreciate them. And there's a local realtor, Terry Coates, who like is amazing with connections and is so on top of it. Like, oh, hey, you need this? I know this person. Go call them. And just really invested in helping us out. And then our first volunteer day was really cool because we got to meet some more local people like Caleb and Carrie Berkshire and their family. They're a law enforcement family. And their kids, Kristen, Gracie, and Kale. Like, it was so cool to have you guys out and have you helping us with the drywall and getting set up. And their pastor from First Christian Church, Justin DeVries. We're just, like, this is such a grassroots effort and such a hands-on thing that, like, we could not be doing this without all of you. And I am so excited that we all are coming together to provide this first ever retreat center for first responders. And every little piece, like the Bible talks about the body of Christ being everything from, you know, the ear to the toe to the, you know, little hairs on your arms. You know, I think it doesn't say that exactly, but but every piece is important, you know, and it's so critical and so amazing to be seeing that literally playing out. And also, like Danny Sibley came down and donated several days of volunteering and did a ton of work, as well as Stephen and Loretta Hatch. It's just, we're just thanking God for a really productive year and moving forward. You know, obviously with delays and stuff, you know, not getting the tractor for 9 months, we wanted to go faster, but we are really looking forward to the staff house being finished so we can move in and open for guests in 2022.
Absolutely. Right now, we're talking to Cheryl Hatch with Heroes Rest, and we're glad to have her on the show to talk about this special effort for our heroes to give them that rest and reprieve that they need to get away from the job for a little bit. And Cheryl, if you'll stick with me, we'll talk about how people can support this effort, and we'll talk about what is being offered at Heroes Retreat when it finally is completed, okay?
Okay.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
It's bow time. Sometimes the holiday season is your busy season. You gotta get a tree, decorate the tree, stop your 8-year-old from climbing the tree, buy presents, wrap presents, return presents, hogtie some garland, hunt down those decorative pine cones, and take in the warm glow of red and green traffic lights. Mostly red. Why not drop a big bow box on it? Because with a sleigh full of boneless or bone-in chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, if it's Christmas time, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we go out to talk to Cheryl Hatch with Heroes Rest. You've heard her on the Mark White Show before as they are working toward making this beautiful piece of nature for our first responders to be able to get that rest, our military members, veterans, to get the rest that they need to be able to refocus their minds and get that renewed energy, if you will. And I think this is a wonderful effort, and I'm glad to have Cheryl back on the show to give us updates on what's happening at Heroes Rest and then how you can support it. Now, Cheryl, when it comes to Heroes Rest, I know that we're talking about a beautiful wilderness that first responders, military members can come and enjoy themselves. What are the things that are going to be offered at Heroes Rest when it's completed?
We are so excited that we're going to offer like different levels of camping. So if you like the primitive, really roughing it, you know, just give me an acre to set up my tent and, you know, take my backpack and hike back there. We're going to have areas for primitive camping. We're going to have areas that are cleared for just regular campsites. And then also the much more comfortable, like a big cabin style tent on a deck platform with mattresses and a wood stove to make it all cozy. And we're really excited as we open to provide those different levels for, you know, people who have different preferences, whether they're coming alone or with their buddies or with their families, to start there. And then we'll also have a gun range and we'll have hiking and probably an obstacle course and like different things that really use the land well. We've got 56 acres of beautiful property in the Missouri Ozarks. And we've had interest across the nation from New York to California, as well as, you know, in between, of course. And that just shows how needed this is. And one of the things that's exciting is our local amenities are great. Like, we've got professional fly fishing, a short drive away. Branson's a short drive away. So there's family events and, you know, the Bass Pro Shops, you know, headquarters was really cool and not very far away. And then in addition to that, someone is interested, we're kind of working out the details because they're interested in volunteering to do guided kayaking trips, which would be so fun. So there's a lot that is in that area. It's one of the reasons we picked that spot. And it's just gorgeous with the rolling hills. There's really a lot to do, and it's really quiet. Like, if you want to stargaze or if you want to just clear your mind and take a walk and not be, you know, hearing sirens or other things.
Yes.
It's beautiful, and we're surrounded by ranches of cattle. And so it's a really nice area. And one of the things that stuck out to me this year, I went on a couple of ride-alongs. And at both the fire department and the police department, it's just, I was greeted with a lot of enthusiasm And even at the fire department, they were so excited about Heroes Rest that they said after we open, we're never going to be able to get rid of them. That's awesome. I can't wait.
Well, over the summer, we got so close as we visited the home of Laura Ingalls Wilder and went to Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Farm. We were in Ava, Missouri and Mansfield, so we were very close. Unfortunately, we weren't able to make the trip to see you all, but I'm very excited about what's happening there at Heroes Rest, and I want to make sure now that you've laid out what is being offered there for first responders, military members, veterans, I want people to be able to support this effort and help you all move along with this, with Heroes Rest, because I know that there are a lot of people excited about it, about the possibility of this, and I know that you and your husband and all the team members who have worked so diligently on this effort are excited to get this started, but it does take money, and we want people to know how to support Heroes Rest, Cheryl.
Thank you. Yes, it really does, and we are very frugal and transparent, and so, you know, if you have any questions, we're very, very open to answering them. And one of the things that makes this critical is that our first responders, you know, their needs and their skills are on demand everywhere. So being able to step away and not have their skills on demand is really critical for them to develop more resiliency and to be able to serve us and as they have so, you know, so strong and so sacrificially, you know, over the years. So we're doing a year-end fundraiser to make sure that we can launch in 2022. And our goal is to raise $200,000 to really launch well next year. And we have a decent percentage started, but we have a bit to go. And every donation just makes such a huge difference. So if you could, if you're interested, go to heroesrest.org/donate and check it out. We're raising money so that our organization is able to provide our programs. And Heroes Rest is a huge, huge part of what we offer and what we're developing in 2022. And so if you want to sponsor a day, you can do that at $1,000. You can spread it out monthly, which is really cool because that's only like $83 a month. Or you can sponsor a weekend for $2,500, or you can sponsor a whole week for $5,000. And that really provides all of our services for that time, for those days. And you can do it in honor or in memory of someone. And we love to make shout outs and send notes of thanks and honor and gratitude to those people who have been selected. And it really makes it so personal of serving in their name and serving in their honor. And, but if those levels don't jive with you, either they're too low or they're too high, whatever, we are all about equal generosity. So I have had, you know, donations from all different levels, and I'm so grateful for all of them because they're literally why we're here today. So, I just invite you to be a part of this and join us in making a huge difference for the first responder community in our nation for 2022. And you can do that by going to heroesrest.org/donate.
And also, Cheryl, they can follow Heroes Rest on social media and be able to keep track of the effort. Tell people how you want Absolutely. People to follow via social media.
Yeah, via social media, you can find us at Heroes Rest USA on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And that's at Heroes Rest USA on each of those platforms. And you can also get our newsletters. Some people prefer email, which is cool because social media can be crazy. But whatever you prefer, we have our email newsletters available. You can sign up on the website, heroesrest.org. And click get involved, and there's a spot for signing up for our newsletters on your email.
Excellent. Again, we want people to go to heroesrest.org. That's HEROSREST.org and find out about how you can help to support Heroes Rest as they offer a retreat center dedicated to serving first responders, active and veteran military, and their families. Cheryl, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to support your effort with Heroes Rest. I appreciate you and your team of people who are working very hard to make this happen there in the Ozarks.
Thank you so much, Mark. And I just love how you're a part of this team by making it possible for us to share and supporting this effort as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to have a brand new episode of Cora's Corner. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Now that was a great Christmas morning.
Oh, it looks like you have one more gift under the tree, son.
An alternate roofing system installed by a GAF Master Elite Contractor and a GAF Golden Pledge Warranty?
Keep looking.
Whoa, a 25-year Thompson Roofing Workmanship Warranty backed by GAF? Thanks, Dad.
Don't thank me.
Santa?
No, Santa is not really licensed and insured. You can thank Thompson Roofing and Construction. They've been serving North Alabama and South Tennessee communities for years.
Wow.
I just went to 256roofing.com and set up an appointment for a free inspection and quote. Contact Thompson Roofing and Construction today at 256roofing.com. 256-952-3309. Now, did you check your stocking?
Seamless gutters. Thanks, Thompson Roofing and Construction.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Cora's Corner, coming up next, right here on the Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Cora's Corner. I'm glad you can be with us today as Cora reads Nursery Rhyme Collection Volume 4 from Olly Bolly Books, illustrated by Holly Conger.
Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Patty cake, baker's man, bake me a cake as fast as you can. Roll it and prick it and mark it with a B and put it in the oven for baby and me. Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. I wish I may, I wish I might, have the wish I wish tonight.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner. Tune in every Saturday to hear Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show. We want to thank Cora White for that great episode of Cora's Corner. I hope you're enjoying those segments as much as I am getting to work with my daughter. We also appreciate Cheryl Hatch with Heroes Rest for joining us here on The Mark White Show. Again, if you want to find out more information about Heroes Rest, go to heroesrest.org. That's HEROSREST.org. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by the Mark White Show, and that you will share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities. I hope you'll follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Well, let's all do something good.